I want to speak to Caoimhe Moore from TV Licensing. Caoimhe, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yesterday on the programme, I mentioned this and I was hoping to have a chat with you because there's an anti-bullying campaign ongoing in a number of industries, including the good people at TV Licensing. Some of your operatives have been having a hard time.
Yeah, we're trying to tackle some of the verbal and physical attacks that our inquiry officers have been getting. So in the past year, physical assaults on our staff have doubled, including several incidences which inquiry officers were admitted to hospital. So even one attack of this kind is unacceptable towards workers who are simply doing their job.
Absolutely shameful to think that someone who is inquiring about a TV licence would even be verbally abused, even confronted. Abuse is never understandable or acceptable, but even to be confronted in some way is beyond the pale. You're well entitled to ask if someone has a TV licence. What is the procedure? Let's presume I don't have a TV licence. At what point will one of your operatives come to my very welcoming door?
Well, TV licensing, we will send out a number of communications. So that would be, you know, phone calls and letters, and they begin with a kind of simple reminder, and we'll send quite a few of them. And then when we don't hear back or get any response, and this is only to unlicensed addresses, when we don't get any response, then our inquiry officer will knock at the door just to inquire, do you have a TV license, and to make sure that anyone's aware of their legal obligations. And there and then you can pay for a license, or you can partially pay, or they can check it out. You may not need a license. And if you don't need a license, we would encourage you to go on tvlicensing.co.uk and download the form and just fill it in and let us know. So then the inquiry officer doesn't need to go to your home.
So let's presume the person has arrived. Your operative, yes, has arrived after maybe five or six letters being sent. Might there be a telephone call as well? Did you say?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so you've been rattling the cage quite a bit and eventually you're at the door. Mm-hmm. Can the person still say, listen, I've just moved in here, I've got a TV, I can't pay you now, but I'll pay you next week. Is that an option?
Well, it depends on, they will have a conversation and they will probably ask for proof of when you did move in. So we do work quite closely with the public. So, I mean, there's different ways to pay and you can start making a contribution there and then. So you can make a contribution and you can do that by going on tvlicense.co.uk, or our inquiry officers will take direct debit. And then it can process from there.
Yeah, you see, I'm trying to get a visual in my mind of why the person answering the door would be a bit uptight if they've had a number of phone calls and letters and regular reminders that they're in debt and that they owe money to the government. Then why would they get uptight when the door is finally knocked? Would they not be saying, well, yeah, gosh, never got round to paying it. How much do I owe you? Is that not what most of them do? What is it that makes them angry? Is there any possibility that the person representing TV licensing arrives at the door and is a bit stroppy towards them?
Oh, no. Our inquiry officers are fully trained, and they're trained to basically deal with any kind of situation and different types of customers, and we would expect them to be very professional.
Yeah, but would they be a wee bit, for want of a better term, I'm going to use a country expression here, a wee bit smart-assy?
No, not at all. They're expected to conduct their business with a professional approach.
So why would the person in the house then be aggressive towards them? Why is there an increasing number of them getting a dig?
Well, I can't actually answer that because it is... Even though the physical assaults have doubled in the past year, they are a minority. Most people will answer the door and they'll say, yes, come on in. And whenever our inquiry officer is in, I mean, it takes a few minutes to check if they need a license or not. And they're trained to chat to the customer and say, talk through payment options. I mean, there are so many payment options there that should suit everyone. You know, you can pay fortnightly, monthly, quarterly, annually, and by direct debit, pay point. So there's a lot of different ways for people to pay, and our inquiry officers are trained to have a conversation so it's as easy as possible.
Yeah, it's absolutely shameful that some of them are being punched, they're being spat at, and they are being verbally abused. It's incredible to think that any decent employee of any company would have to go through that. Whenever you do start to pay the bill, do you pay from that date, or do you have to? Are you back charged?
You pay from that date. You'll be back charged. You can start pay. It depends on what way you do. I mean, if you want to pay the full amount, that'll cover your back charge. But you can start paying from that date and from the date that you make that contribution.
Whenever they arrive at the door, and you say, "Listen, the television, got it 2 days ago." You're hardly going, even though you've been in the house for 6 months, you're hardly going to charge them from 6 months back.
Well, you will have to pay from the date that you have been watching TV, and our inquiry officers will talk to you about...
But you'd be a queer old Egypt. You'd be a queer Egypt to say that you've been watching it for 6 months. You'd be safer just saying, "Ah, for goodness sake, there you are. I was expecting you. I even got an old TV there 3 days ago, and now you're at my door, and how much do I owe you?" And you'd be charged from 3 days ago, whereas you might be there for 2 years with the TV.
Well, that's a matter for the inquiry officer to discuss.
But that's what could lead
feedback
to a row, do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, I understand. Yeah, well, they are trained to have those conversations and feedback, and we would just advise anyone, you know, because there are numerous attempts of communication. We would advise anyone just to, before an inquiry officer comes, you can respond to us, get online, tvlicensing.co.uk, and, you know, find out your obligations. So if you're watching live TV or you're recording TV as it's shown, your recording programme as it's being shown live on TV, you will need a licence.
Uh-huh. I know there's one way that you can watch TV that you don't have to have a licence. Is that on a computer? Is that right?
No. Well, if you're watching a programme on any device, mobile, tablet, computer, and it's being shown at the same time on TV live, you will need a licence.
Yeah, but there's some way. I discovered this the last time I had a talk about TV licensing. There is some way that you can watch the television programmes without a license. Is that you watch them recorded off the, or is it, you know, catch up on the computer, something like that? Well, tell me the way I can do it where I don't need a license.
Well, there's our current legislation does account for the new ways of watching TV, so you will need a license. If you watch or record live TV on any device, including mobile, phone, tablet, or online. So at present, you do not need a license if you only ever watch catch-up services. But this is currently being looked at by the government in the lead-up to the Charter Review. And what we do know is that well under 2% of people only ever watch catch-up TV. So most people still require a license. And this is, I know we come on and we talk to you about students, and we would encourage students to go on tvlicensing.co.uk/studentinfo to check out when they need a licence as well. But we know that it's under 2% of people that only ever watch catch-up TV, and it is currently being looked at.
Yeah, I bet it is, because the BBC need it all for those big wages that they pay. Cuiva, one last thing, and yes. I've said this many a time before to TV licensing representatives. You make it too easy for those who don't pay, because if you're going to get 4 or 5 letters and eventually a knock on the door, most people could get through a year without having to pay. So they're going to save themselves, what is it, 170 quid or something? They're going to save themselves that. And then when you get into the second year, you can, when the door's knocked, you can say, I've only moved in, or I've only got a television, or the brother, he was in charge of it and he's away, but I'm more than happy to be an honest man. You could bluff your way out of 170 quid very handy.
Well, we definitely wouldn't advise this, because anyone who is unlicensed risks prosecution and a fine of up to £1,000. So if you've ignored letters and you've been in the unlicensed property for a period of time, when the inquiry officer visits, you could still face prosecution and fine.
Do you ever stop to think that maybe the BBC get too much money off us and that the salaries of those very popular broadcasters so much higher than us who are trying to make ends meet in the commercial sector, that generally it's unfair on the rest of us to be fleecing the nests of some famous names?
Well, the way the BBC is funded is a question for the government, so TV licensing wouldn't actually comment on this.
I like your style, Quivy. You see what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to wind you up at the door here to see if I'm going to throw a punch. But that's why rows start at the door, isn't it? You know, because you know your guys need to be very well trained, as I'm sure they are. And then you just have a short fused person who can't afford to pay the food bill, who's now been asked to donate money towards a BBC employee's wages, and it does irritate people.
Absolutely. So, thanks for listening, for having me on.
You know,
you see what I'm doing?
You know something, you should train the people going to the door. You're good. You're good. That's lovely speaking to you.
Thanks very much for having us on. Thank you.
All right. Cheers, girl.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks.
You see, if everyone was like that, you'd never lose your rag. What a nice woman. Enda's got a point. He's on this line. Enda, good morning.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Very well, fella. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask the question. For example, I have a TV license at home, and I bring my mobile to work, and from time to time I may watch Sky Go, depending on how busy or unbusy I am. Do I need a license?
Oh, yes.
Or will my home license cover me?
Yes. Your home license does cover you for in and out of the house like that. It does. I know I've done this before. It definitely does. Your home license does cover you for that, because you're naturally just shooting in and out. It's not as if you've moved permanently to another address and you are pretending that you still live back at home.
How many devices does a TV license cover then?
A TV? We'll get Quiva back here. Jeepers, I don't represent them. I'm going to get thick here and start throwing punches. I'm quite sure that the TV license you have in the house covers you for all your devices. So you could have 10 televisions in the bedroom and you're covered for them all.
Yeah,
and if you're in and out of the house with something that picks up a signal and delivers the TV program to you, as long as you have the license, you are covered.
Right, okay, no problem.
All right, fella, cheers.
Cheers.
I've talked about this so many times, I feel like I should be working for TV license.